Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's such a joy to know that you're listening in. You're listening to the scripture. You're learning and memorizing the Word of God, because that's the source of your life here on this earth. It really is. The Bible is the roadmap. It's the atlas. It's kind of the AI. It is. It's, you cannot see it. Really, you cannot see in the spirit, but you know it's there. And it's a wonderful thing to go to every day. I do it every day. And it's never turned around and done something that I didn't believe that was going to happen. It's just always been there to bring forth the truth and to bring forth the answers that I have been praying for. Oh, we with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his likeness. These are characteristics of the last day from 2 Corinthians. And just today, just this morning, I was reading in Isaiah 25 in my Word Power for Every Hour Bible Guide. And here in the 25th chapter, it says, and on this mountain, it's talking about the millennium, friends. We're going into 1,000 years with Jesus in Jerusalem. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. I can hardly wait, but I can wait because I know that God's timing is perfect. And even though these last days are characterized by frequency and intensity, and you can feel that, you really can feel that intensity that's going on. Know this, in verse 7 of Isaiah 25, and on this mountain he will swallow up the covering which is over all the people. Now that's ignorance, that's sin, it's hate, all of that that the devil brought on this earth when Adam and Eve gave in to him. And he is going to swallow up that covering, even the veil which is stretched over all the nations. There is a veil. And you can sense that. When you go to a friend's house or to a relative's house, you can sense a covering, even sometimes opposition. You can sense that. Well, in the name of Jesus, you can say, I speak peace to this home. I speak shalom, peace, shalom, shalom, hallelujah, and joy, and God's righteousness. Praise the Lord. In verse 8, it says, he will swallow up death for all time. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces. I know last week was an emotional week for us. I was crying most of the day Friday. I couldn't contain myself. And I know many of you were also. How could this happen, Lord God? How could this happen to this marvelous 31-year-old? And somehow God has permitted this. He could have stopped it. He could have. He's permitted this so that it could explode into a worldwide revival. And I believe it's coming. Don't listen to all the negatives out there. Don't listen. Just today I was hearing how Forrest Frank, who's a singer, a pop singer, Christian, he lost 30,000 from his platform. And he said, you know what? It really doesn't matter to me. And I think it's okay, because if you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior, I don't need you. I don't need you in my likes. And so I'm so impressed by him. I hope tomorrow I can play one of his songs. It's just a joy. He's got 1.5, followers. So 30,000, I know. He wishes that they were all born again, but they're not going to be. So, oh, Lord God, he will wipe away tears from all faces. He will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, the guilt. Oh, that stain that's on the people. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. The best thing you can do today is rejoice in the day that God has made for you, and also stay close to Jesus. So many times I sing this little lullaby that we learn mostly at Christmas time. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all my dear children and grandchildren in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. I sing that so much. I want you to be able to say things like this. Lord God, no matter what the negative impulses are right now in this society and the polarization that's going on, Father God, I thank you. I'm going to rejoice in you. I'm going to rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you do live and you do move and you have your being in him. That's from Acts 17, verse 28. If you can contact us by emailing Barbara at freedomstreet.org. I'm still trying to get Carmack out of that. Barbara at freedomstreet.org, Kimberly at freedomstreet.org, and she's now traveling. I think she's gotten through Nebraska. She went up to North Dakota to see her daughter, Hannah. That Hannah is the oldest in the family, and to see her husband, Colton, and she's on her way back home. God bless you, Kimberly. And you can also contact us by emailing hello at freedomstreet.org. Really simple. You can do it on your iPad or your iPhone, whatever you have handy. You can do that and let us know how you like the program. If you have problems, if you have issues in your life, we'd love to pray with you. And also you can go to freedomstreet.org, click on resources, and listen to the radio programs. Chris has done a magnanimous job of getting all those in consecutive order, and you're able to just either click on the title or the download. If the title doesn't work, you know you can download. So God bless you as you listen. I hope that you will be enjoying it. It's just such a blessing to be able to come live with you from Monday through Thursday. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to call in now at 1-877-917-7256, you can do that. And you can talk to me live at 1 o'clock here on the radio. Oh, such great technology. Yesterday, we left by the scripture of Isaiah, the 22nd chapter, and I've been sitting there for a while because it's got such impulse on what is happening today. Like never before have I seen this going on. And it says in the 22nd verse of Isaiah 22, and this is in the New American Standard Bible, then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. Now, Isaiah is talking about Eliakim, given the responsibility of the whole household of King Hezekiah. But it's a further prophecy of Jesus. It really is. Replace Jesus there, and you'll see, oh, there's a vision of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Praise the Lord. And he will when he opens, no one will shut. When he shuts, no one will open. Verse 23 says, I will drive him like a peg in a firm place. I'll tell you, when the Lord established Jesus after the resurrection, Jesus has given us that authority that God gave him, and he is in a firm place. He is the peg in a firm place, and the foundation is in him, the cornerstone. Praise God. He will become a throne of glory to his father's house. Well, yesterday, in Isaiah 22, we see that God had appointed Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, to King Hezekiah's court. Now, Hilkiah was a priest in King Solomon's court, and now his son Eliakim has the responsibility. And he's a respected figure in the kingdom, known for his wisdom and loyalty. Ask God for wisdom, friend. Oh, he loves that. God's kind of wisdom, and was given the key to the whole royal household of the temple. The atmosphere is solemn, yet filled with anticipation as this significant moment unfolds, marking a shift in power and trust within the kingdom. We're seeing that right now, friend. We're seeing a shift in a position, in authority, and trust in the United States of America Eliakim prepares to take his new role with humility and determination. This pivotal scene captures a moment of transition and trust as the fate of the kingdom rests on the shoulders of these two men. This verse from the book of Isaiah is rich with symbolism and significance because it not only refers to the government in Judah in that day, but it casts a real shadow to the time we are in right now. It speaks of a key, a powerful symbol representing access, authority, and responsibility. Take it up, friend. Take that key in your hand right now, that key to the kingdom of God. Take that responsibility and authority and access as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I read Revelation 5, verse 3, that no one was able to open the scroll, which was and is the title deed of the world that contains the right of ownership. Now, that's something that Adam and Eve had, the right of ownership to God's kingdom, which was the beautiful Garden of Eden. Huge, beautiful. They were immortal in their creation, and then because of pride in wanting to know, just like God knows, they presumptuously ignored God's tender command and listened to the enemy of their soul, and he's the enemy of our soul, the devil. And, you know, I don't hear a lot about the devil. I really don't. And I wish we could hear that more and more. I'm hearing more about Jesus. Praise God. More people are speaking the name of Jesus. I love it. But it's the devil that is at the root of all that is evil on this earth. In Revelation 5, it was the lamb, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root source of David, that opened the scroll to unveil, here's that word unveil, with unveiled faces, all reflect God's glory, that opened the scroll to unveil the overcoming and conquering spirits of the end times body of Christ. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we take back ownership to the title deed of the world. Hallelujah. The key to God's kingdom has been given to us. What are you going to do with it? What are you doing with it right now? You can really influence people that you are seeing every day, that you are talking to, that you are saying, I appreciate you so much. Just a word like that will really help them. Just today I was texting a beautiful lady and I said, I have confidence in you that you're going to get your issues done, taken care of. God's going to organize your thoughts and you're going to go on courageously. We have to say that to our friends and loved ones and even to the people that we really don't know. Kimberly sent me a picture of the back of a pickup in North Dakota. This is going all over the United States and the world, folks. Oh, there's no more shame. No more hiding your light under a bushel. No, no more of that. And it said, I cried for a man that I did not know. In fact, I was against most of what he was teaching. And I cried for this man because a murder like that is not for anybody on this earth. And it's so true. In the back of his pickup going down the road. And I noticed in North Dakota, there were a lot of pickups on the road. People love their pickups in these states. Well, Charlie Kirk gave his life, and Jesus gave his life. And we should really live by Revelation 12:11. And they overcame the enemy. They overcame him, the enemy, Satan, the devil. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they didn't value their life even to the death. God turns these things around, folks. Charlie named his grassroots organization Turning Point USA. I gave the definition yesterday, but I want to reiterate today what it means. Do you realize that it is an event? That event happened last Wednesday. An action or idea that causes a significance and often decisive change in a situation, especially one with beneficial results. Now, we don't think of his death as beneficial results, but you're going to see, as you look back over this next year, you're going to see how God worked everything together for good. And that decisive change or shift in direction brings about a substantial transformation. Charlie prepared the stage, and now it's the duty of every American to go forth and bring about a new revelation of knowledge that will instill in their hearts truth and love. And over the weekend, churches were full of people whose hearts were drawn closer to God. And I believe Erica's words that said, to Charlie's enemies, you have no idea what you have unleashed across this country. So I'm so grateful that God is the one who is going to determine what happens as a result of Charlie's death. He is going to be honored. Oh, he is going to be honored. But more importantly, he is fulfilling some of God's plans. And that's prophetic. And that's why in my slate that I said right before the program at 1 o'clock, prophecy is being fulfilled as we read God's word. Stay up to date with everything that's happening. Go to the Bible. And it's so true. Bible is up to date on everything. So let's go back to Isaiah 22 and let's read a little bit more. In that day, declares the Lord Yahweh, and this is from the Passion, commander of angel armies, the nail fastened in a secure place will give way and be cut off and fall, and all the load hanging on it will fall off. And in the Message, it says, I will give him the key of the Davidic heritage. He'll have the run of the place, open any door and keep it open, lock any door and keep it locked. I'll pound him like a nail into a solid wall. He'll secure the Davidic tradition. Everything will hang on him, not only the fate of the Davidic descendants, but also the detailed daily operations of the house, including cups and cutlery. Don't believe and don't think that the minutest of your daily tasks, God doesn't care about it. Oh, he most certainly does. He cares about the tiniest little thing in your life. Even if you cut your finger, I'm right there. I'm going to clot it right now and you won't have a problem with it. Or I did that last week. I got a paper cut. I said, oh, I hate these paper cuts because I work with a lot of paper. And I said, thank you, Lord. I actually kissed it. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I kissed the blood. Thank you, Lord. You're going to heal this quickly and it's not going to be painful. And boom, in no time at all. So he's in every detail of the daily operations of your life. That's verse 24 of Isaiah 22. And then the day will come, says the God of hosts, when that nail will come loose and fall out. What do you think that means? Jesus is going to fall out. And it's going to break loose from the solid wall that he had, the absolute communion with God and the intimacy he had with his heavenly Father. And as he was hanging on the cross, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And God did have to turn his back on the sin that Jesus was carrying on his back, the sin of this world, your sin, my sin. Yes, he broke loose from that solid wall and everything hanging on it will go with it. That's what happened. And that's prophetic. It really is. In essence, Isaiah is describing the death of Jesus on the cross. It had to happen for the resurrection to take place, friend. Resurrection does not occur when a person is alive. They must die. And that's why he says in John 12:25, and that's for each and every one of us. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. If you say, no, 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 and you don't die to that whatever you want in your life, you're going to die alone. But if you die, if you yield to God and say, yes, God, not my will, but yours be done, it bears much fruit. And that's what we're here for, much fruit. It's the same thing that happened last week. Oh, I hate to say this, but in a way, Charlie had to die in order for this movement to take on proportions like we've never imagined. This movement is going to have eternal effects on those who go forth and make disciples of all the nations. What glorious hope in watching God work his wonders in this world through people like Charlie Kirk. What the devil meant for evil, oh, God is working for good. Oh, the spirit of salvation is going forth in your family and my family. Oh, how you have fallen. Look in from Isaiah 14, verse 2. describing Lucifer, "Look how you have fallen from your heavenly place, O shining one, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground, you who conquered nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend, I will exalt my throne, I will rule in the mountains on the highest place.'" And he did show Jesus all the nations and said, "If you will bow down to me, I will give you all the nations." Well, Jesus already owned all the nations. And this man who made the world a desert, look at this man. He is a weakling. He is a man. He is a spindly little man. Oh, yeah, he can roar like a lion, but he's nothing. He's nothing at all. God's love prevails, my friend. It's a prevailing love that will never end. Here's Terry McAlmon.
Teach you a little call to worship chorus, something that I hope can remain here and be a blessing to you. Just listen one time. It's very easy. It goes like this.
Father, after your spirit we follow. Father, into your presence we come. Jesus, cleanse us and free us from every chain. Father, into your presence we come.
How easy that is, singing with me.
Father, after your spirit we follow. Father, into your presence we come. Jesus, cleanse us and free us from every chain. Father, into your presence we come.
Oh, worship him tonight, saints.
Father, after your spirit we follow.
Us from every chain.
breath that you will sing that chorus all day today. Oh, Father, into your presence we come. In 1 Peter 5:5, it says, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility and forgiveness for one another. For God sets himself against the proud, against the overbearing and insolent, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful, and he opposes and frustrates and defeats them, but gives grace and mercy, favor and blessing to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote and lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Not you. You don't exalt yourself. God will do that in due time. Casting all your care, the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. Right now, everything that you've been worrying about, all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. That's from 1 Peter 5:5-7. 1 Peter 5:5-7. Read that when you're at your devotional time or in your closet or when you're praying. Oh, God wants us to clothe ourselves, my friend, with humility and not getting even. I'm going to get even. No. None of that. We have the love of Jesus Christ on our side and a victorious judge and ruler who's going to reign over all this earth. I am so excited, and I'm excited to meet you someday. I really am. I pray for you often, and I will be so excited to meet you and hug you and tell you that you brought me through on so many sad days in my own life. And you're going to know and experience Jesus' love and resurrection power in your life. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.